Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis, from The Fertile Mind. This week, we're looking at the fifth and the sixth of the seven deadly myths that stop us having more peace, resilience and flow, often lead to more fear, anxiety and distress, which put tensions into our body, which is not great when you're trying to get pregnant. This week's the myths are looking at I am broken, or there must be something wrong with me. Of course, it's natural to have these thoughts when our bodies aren't doing what we naturally expect them to do. But is it true? Or is it a self-fulfilling prophecy? Let's dive in and find out. Remember to subscribe to get updates of the future myths or hear any previous episodes you missed from the past. And if you're enjoying them, please do rate the podcast as it helps other people find it and share the love and get more people supported on this journey that can feel so lonely. Loving you. The next myth that keeps us from peace of mind is the myth that we're broken in some way and need fixing. I mean, a lot of people that talk about the problems from the past and how they think they're damaged in some way or wounded in some way from the past. I actually thought there was something wrong with me that, I don't know, there was just something wrong with me. I don't get the good things other people seem to get. I don't deserve good things. I don't deserve to be happy, or I have to work so much harder than everyone else to get the things they want in their lives. So I thought there was something wrong with me in some way psychologically. In some way I was like a second-class citizen. I also thought I was a warrior. I thought it was my personality type. It's just who I am, and I have to work really hard to change that and let go of that and deal with it. I mean, people have some quite traumatic things happen in their past, and I think they're wounded in some way from that. The truth is, you're not broken. No one comes into the world broken. We all come into the world perfect, pure, unique. We're all like diamonds, perfect and unique. We're all equal. We're all made of the same loving divine energy behind life. We all have the same potential. We all have the same creativity within us. We all have the same kind of worth. We're all made of the same energy. We're all that diamond that comes into the world. But then stuff happens in life, whether it is through parenting, schooling system, the playground, whatever it may be. Life is a contact sport, and sometimes crap gets thrown at us, and sometimes it sticks. And after a while, we start to look at this diamond, and all we see is the pile of horse crap. We don't like what we see. We don't think it's worth anything. We don't think it's any good. And we start to worry that other people might see us like that, because that's who we think we are. So we work really hard to polish the outside, work really hard to do our affirmations or whatever, and try and be okay, to give a shiny exterior. Or we mask up and put a loud nail polish around the crap, again, to give this shiny exterior, to make sure other people don't see us in the way we see it. But the truth is, you're still that diamond. Nothing can change that. That's who we are. That's our true essence. And the pile of crap around it is not wounds. There's no such thing as mental scar tissue. The habitual thought patterns, beliefs about yourself and the world, and beliefs are just thoughts, habitual thoughts that you picked up along the way. The filter you're looking at life through is not who you are, and it's not life. The truth is, no one's broken. Everyone has this innate well-being that is within them, they're born with. When was the last time you looked at a baby, a newborn baby, and thought, they're broken, they're not okay?
they've just got this beautiful, perfect essence about them. Little children get this. They know they're okay, not in an arrogant way, but they don't worry what people think about them. They're just being in the moment. And even if another kid nicks their toy, they get upset, they go back to being okay, they don't bear a grudge. What's ironic is there's millions and millions of self-help books out there telling us all the things we need to do to be okay. And actually, you are okay. All these things that tell us the things we need to add to our lives, they're like additive psychology. And actually, what we need is subtractive psychology. Subtracting all the thinking we believe is true, our relationship with our thinking. It's when we have a quiet mind, when we have less on our mind, when we have less going on, that's when we feel more okay. When we stop trying to be okay, that's when we feel okay. What we need is a more subtractive psychology, not an additive psychology. So the myth that you're broken or need fixing in some way is just not true. There really is no such thing as mental scar tissue. No one is born a warrior or an overthinker or with anxiety or with fears. It's the thinking habits we picked up along the way that we think are serving us in some way. And they may have served us when we were little children, but they're no longer serving us now, and they're continuing just out of habit. The next deadly myth that keeps us away from peace of mind is that when we're feeling negative emotions, when we're feeling sad or in despair or worried in some way, fearful, when we're feeling these negative experiences, that we think there's something wrong with us or life. We think our feelings are pointing towards something that needs to be fixed. That's a myth. Because you can see these myths all interlinked, that we're not feeling life. We're not feeling ourselves or our circumstances. Our feelings are not a good guidance mechanism for life. If you're waiting for the right feeling before you do something, you may be feeling quite a long time, waiting quite a long time. Now, people often wait till before they feel confident about doing something. Well, confidence is a feeling you get having done something, not a feeling you get before you do it. And when we trust our instinct, our soul, our wisdom, it doesn't always feel good, but it feels right. There's a rightness, there's a deeper feeling of rightness within us when we follow our wisdom, our instinct. If we're following our feelings, our emotions, then it's not a good guidance mechanism. And if we're feeling negative things, it doesn't mean something bad's happening in our life. It just means we've got some negative feeling in that moment. Yeah, the stuff happens in life. You know, some difficult and some tragic and some very sad things happen to us. And it's really painful. This is not about hiding or running away from negative feelings. This is not about trying to be ultra spiritual in that Zen Buddhist kind of state 24 hours a day. That's impossible. We're human beings. We're human beings. We're actually spiritual beings having a human experience. Spiritual beings having a human experience. And we can't deny that human experience. We don't have to be scared of that human experience. Just imagine how it'd be if you didn't have to be scared of negative emotions. Just knowing their negative thoughts passing through in that moment. They're not a reflection of life. The meaning you apply to that thinking in that moment. When we realize our innate well-being is within us, we're born with it. It's possible to have these negative feelings but still know we're okay. I woke up a few months ago one Saturday morning feeling really grumpy, feeling really low. I had no idea. Well, I knew why. I had some low thinking in that moment. Now, previously, I'd have gone looking for all the reasons. Well, why am I feeling this? What's wrong? What's this pointing towards? Thinking there's a problem in my life I can't find, which I can't fix. And that would mean I've been grumpy for days. Now I understand what's creating our human experience. I don't get caught up in it. I don't have to go on a journey with it. I don't take it seriously. I know while I'm in it, I'm caught in this thought storm. I'm caught in this place. It's not a place to have a heart-to-heart with a wife or make a big decision. It's just knowing where I'm at. It's going to move on without doing anything. Negative feelings are nothing to be scared of because they're not about you or about your life in that moment. They're thoughts passing through your consciousness.